Welcome, friends. It's time to get your cacao ready and settle in as we join for another episode of Megan Hopper Presents The Cacao Crowd, where we'll connect to heal, empower, and learn to love ourselves a little more each day. Welcome. So it's that time of year where we remember everyone's presence in our lives with presents, gifts, little tokens of our gratitude for their existence. But this year, I feel like more than ever, it's more important to really focus in on those small businesses, those artists, those local purveyors who've had a really hard time staying afloat. And almost kind of give a donation where we get a free thing back, which turns into the gifts that we're giving out. So that our purchases are going towards good causes that maybe don't look like a charity, don't look like your typical donation, but are still filled with that sentiment. So today we're going to get into kind of my top picks, if you will, on some gifts that give back and that create a really good feeling or benefit for the person that you're getting it for too. So gifts that are kind of multifaceted, if you will. I don't know if y'all heard my neck crack right there, because I realized that this mic is really close to my neck. So apologies, because that happens a lot. And if you hear it, I'm sorry. Perhaps I will be getting myself a massage for Christmas. which kind of brings me to a point that I was going to make later, but while we're on it, let's just make it now. Everyone that I've had on the show so far, I'm pretty sure everyone, has their own service-based items. So definitely check them out. And if you're not in the local Orange County area, or it's not something that you can do virtually, log on to Facebook, log on to Nextdoor, log on to, I think Ring has an app, and reach out to your community. And if there's something that you are specifically looking for, something that you need, keep the money in your community too. So yeah. Anyway, we're starting with cacao a little bit differently today. And I'm very excited, like very excited, because this is not something that I've done before, not something that I've experienced before. Even my producer, it is hidden under this towel. He hasn't seen it. Nobody knows what's happening. I didn't tell a single soul. So you are all learning about this at the same time. Are you ready? One, two, three. It's a cacao pod. There's dancing in the booth. So I was given some pods for my birthday last week, and I'm super stoked. I saved it to share with all of you. So we're going to dig into this. I will say it does have some markings on the back of this. So this is not necessarily a pod that I would use to make ceremonial cacao, just because obviously it's already kind of adjusted in its energetic state. It is not at its highest peak quality, but it's going to be amazing and awesome as an experience either way. So what we're going to do, since again, this is a little bit different than usual, is we're going to bless the pod. We're going to call in our gratitude and our thanks on the pod. And then I was driving around with a very sharp knife in my car, so I'm glad I didn't get pulled over, but we're going to cut into it and we're going to experience it together. So I'm going to hold the pod in front of my heart, closing my eyes, taking in a big inhale, and exhaling everything that no longer serves you. Taking in another inhale through your nose. Filling yourself with that stillness And exhaling, just letting all of the chaos of the day go. Letting ourselves fill with that purity, that clear, clean light. And calling in our gratitude, thanking all of our guides and guardians, all of the plant, animal, and nature spirits, Mama Cacao herself, all of our ancestors and relatives, friends and family seen and unseen. Thank you, thank you, thank you for blessing us, co-creating with us, loving us unconditionally. And just being there as support. Taking another inhale and exhaling anything else that you were still holding on to. Okay, now if you've made cacao, feel free to take a sip, feel it passing all of your chakras and connecting you to your root, to your crown, and to the world around you. Here, I'm going to cut into this and show you guys exactly what it looks like. So with a cacao pod, you don't want to slice through it, although it is seeming harder than it should be, because there are seeds inside. So it could also just be a really bad knife. So you don't want to slice those seeds, but it should slice a lot easier than what's happening right now. The joys of live podcasting. So we're going to do the thing that we shouldn't do and go directly into it, just so that we can get a little bit of an opening here. And try. For those of you that are listening, I apologize because you can't see what is happening. The cacao pod itself looks like a giant, shrivelly kind of bean with these magnificent colors on it. It has all of these reds and greens and yellows. So it really is something that, if you have the chance to kind of go back and pull up the YouTube and take a look at this, or even just do a search for cacao pod, something I recommend doing because they are kind of alien looking almost. They don't really match a lot of things. It's like if you took a coffee bean and a mango and mixed it together, maybe. I don't know, that's the closest thing that I can come to it. So ready for the big unveiling? Dun, dun, dun. That's the sound I make when I rip a cacao pod apart, for those of you that are listening and watching. So inside we've got these seeds that are coated with this white flesh. And if you smell it, it smells kind of like a peach, a little like a peach. So we're going to taste it and try not to eat the seed. So the flesh comes off the seed, and I don't know if you guys can see this, but I do have a close-up cam in here, so I'm going to bring it over there. You can kind of see it. So the seed gets covered by this white flesh. I'm totally tripping up my producer by going back and forth. So yeah, it has the white flesh. You eat the white flesh, and then it's got the little seed inside. And the seeds, you can actually dry and ferment, and that is what makes cacao, just the seeds. So all of these fleshy parts, all of this white fleshy stuff, is what I get to eat and enjoy. And then save the seeds and make cacao. And they are really good. And I'm going to share these afterwards. But for now, I'm going to stop eating these so that I can finish my podcast and give you guys some great gift suggestions. Before we get to that, we always have a fun fact. Sorry, I'm dropping things. Like I said, we did things a little different today by opening a real life cacao pot. So bananas, another tropical fruit. Bananas are curved because they're growing towards the sun. That process of growing up toward the sun instead of toward the ground is called negative geotropism. See? Fun little fact. Now let me set this up real quick and we're gonna swing around to the other side and go over some gifts. Okay. I'm really running everywhere today. This is the joy of a live show. So, 'tis the season, and what better way to show someone you care than giving them a gift that supports someone else at the same time? Like I said, it's kind of like getting a almost customized, choose your free gift with your donation. So we can dig into some of my suggestions for just about everyone in your life. I've got a wide array of things. I tried to mix those words. Maybe when the holiday clamor settles down, it's time to get yourself something. So the first item that we've got is a piece of jewelry from one of my friends in New York. It is a set of earrings from Anna Rowene Jewelry. She does make other things. She started making pottery. She makes some bracelets, but these earrings were specifically made for me and I'm kind of obsessed with them. She hand creates these. So all of the beads are put on individually. She did work professionally at a jeweler, so they are really well made. They will last. She'll do custom, and she has a full website that they exist on. So if you want to buy something straight off the website, if you wanted to work with her one-on-one to create a custom piece, all of those are options. But she makes sure that the energy that's going into these is absolutely pure. You're going to get a piece of art that you're going to wear. You're not going to get a thing that's just kind of forced creation because she has to. So it really is wearable art, which is a cool thing. And again, all of these, all of these gifts that I'm showing, all of these companies, creations, artists, etc., the links for all of them are in the show notes today. So feel free to check there to connect to any of them. I will say that some of them I do have affiliate links for, so I appreciate if you go through these links because that will help me as well. So thank you for that. My second, if you have a crystal lover in your life or someone that you think may be helped in their life by getting some crystals, there's an amazing company, husband and wife team in, I'll take my hand away and put it over the black so you can see the striations, in, I believe it's Anaheim Hills, definitely Orange County, that procure crystals. They'll go to a lot of the trade shows and things, and they don't buy bulk crystals like a lot of groups or people or places do. They're looking for the specific energy of the crystal, the right piece. They post them on their Instagram, on their Etsy, and they do work with a couple of places. I had Drew in here and Evelyn from Lighthouse. Sourcefield has a small display there that you can see some of their crystals in person. But this specific piece is an amphibole quartz from Brazil. So it has a lot of the iron oxide and the clear quartz. There's just kind of this warmth from it. So their crystals are unique. And like I said, they're really taking care of where they're sourcing them from, making sure that they're not just buying them to buy them. Making sure that everyone along the road is treated well. And they have great prices for reselling them too. So you're not going to get gouged. So that's Source Field. They're amazing. The next one, I kind of hinted at this, I want to say last episode. Yeah, when we were talking about bringing candles to your hotel room with you. And I mentioned beeswax candles. So this company is called Serenibe Candle. They're out of Montana. And what I like from them is their tea lights. So it comes with a reusable, very sturdy metal holder. And you get a little baggie that your tea lights come in. And they're pure beeswax tea lights. So you're not getting the toxic chemicals or the heavy soot that you'd get with most of the other types of candles. It has that naturally sweet honey smell. So it doesn't have to have additional scents put in. And when you burn beeswax, you produce negative ions. So these ions are helping to neutralize pollutants in the air. They're removing dust, odors, mold in the atmosphere. So they're helping with allergies and asthma symptoms. They're also helping you breathe for anybody that may be walking by. If you have the window open when you're burning this, if you know you are in a hotel room that allows burning candles, and the maids walk through, they'll be like, oh, I can breathe in this room. So it's a really good gift for anyone who likes to burn candles, but maybe shies away from it because of the scents or because they do specifically have some breathing issues. So definitely something that I always have stocked, especially with the amount of power outages and winter storms that have been rolling through the whole entire U.S. I've heard of some in other countries as well. Great thing to have on hand. Always want to have candles, but make sure that your candles are doing something to help you. The next one is going to be a website because I forgot the art piece at home. The next one is Cole McDonald Art. He is an artist out of Northern Ireland. And as you can see on the scrolling page, his art is absolutely fantastic. He draws a lot of inspiration from yoga, from the body, and from Celtic animal lore specifically. So this one is a wolf painting. He sells on here. You can actually commission him to do original pieces if you have an idea of something that you want to see. And he does sell his original work, but he also sells these prints that you can get at a reasonable price. And not only is it, you know, the animal itself, if you're looking at the Celtic lore series, but he integrates these pieces of nature into it. So like if you're checking out the website, the wolf has these forest patterns. There's a fox on there that the red fur is coming from the red fall leaves and the sun coming through. It's these intricate little details that are really showing the love for that piece, tying in the organic forms with those yoga series, bringing in the nature and the tradition from his culture. And, you know, with having some of an Irish background myself, I was like, oh, this is amazing. Growing up in the middle of the woods, we've got the bear on here now. This was kind of quintessential for me growing up, like this kind of summarized part of my youth, that here's a bear, which we used to have bears all the time in the backyard, and they would come and like put their nose on the sliding glass door. And all the time because there were so many trees and, you know, they were all very wide. What's it called? The umbrellas of the trees were all very wide. So you'd just have this light filtering down. And in the fall, you'd get these beautiful colors. And the bear specifically just kind of summarized all of that. So I have that one in my living room too. But yeah, he's an amazing artist, a fantastic person. But that's a definite good one to go check out. And especially if you're already in Ireland, you can get it in time for Christmas, probably. If you are not, then do what plenty of us have done many, many years. Buy it, print out your receipt, and put it in a box. let me just get this chair out of the way so that I can reach things to show you guys. So the next one that I have up, you'll actually notice some of this from my cover. Now, if you've looked at my cover art before and wondered what in heaven's name I was doing in the upper left corner, I have a tensor ring that I'm being a goofball with and trying to lick because that's what I do. I do strange things. Tensor rings are a kind of technology that neutralize magnetic fields. They help balance and stabilize your biomagnetic and energy fields of your body. They energize and restructure water, which is how it does a lot of the work with the body, how it helps plants grow, because they're always working on the energy of water. So you might have noticed I always wear tensor rings. I have them everywhere. But you can buy them to put around different things. So putting them around your where your power is coming into your house. This one is a tensor generator. So it's got this kind of coil to it, which maximizes the tensor effects and spreads them out into a multi-mile radius. For these were created, as well as the two actual rings that I wear on my fingers, one in copper and one in silver. So they do have different options for those if you wanted wearables. These are all from Twisted Sage. Twisted Sage is a local family-owned artisan group in South Dakota. So they do have a website, again, in the show notes. Feel free to check them out. They're very responsive if you email. And if you are watching this and listening to this live, they are doing a webinar tomorrow morning. So if you have questions about tensor technology, sign up for that. It'll be, I think, 9 a.m. Mountain Time. So whatever that equates to where you are. But I will be doing a full episode on tensor technology coming up as well, and on crystals. And anything else that you guys want. As you know, if there's anything that you have questions about, just please let me know and I will make sure that I cover them. Okay. The next one, we have a variety of unisex scents, for lack of a better term. However, these are not your normal scents. These are functional scents. And these are from a group called The New Company, N-U-E. The New Company has a whole array of functional products. They have sprays, they have serums, they have supplements. They have, I think right now they might still be doing a face wash giveaway, but they use Ayurvedic and Chinese medicine to come up with these different products so that it's kind of like a very healthy but fun way to integrate them all into your life. They don't use additives. They don't use preservatives. Everything is vegan, organic, gluten-free, all of that. And yes, you might be going a gluten-free spray, but they have some supplements, so that does make sense. One of my favorites is this one, which there's a little bit of a glare on the bottle, so we'll do this. And there's glare on that too. Never mind. It's called Forest Lungs. I will do another episode too on what a forest bath is, because it's absolutely fantastic. The long and short of it is you sit inside of a forest of juniper, preferably juniper, and just breathing it in helps to boost your parasympathetic system, which is the equivalent of your nervous system being able to take a nap. Your nervous system pretty much never gets to take a nap. It's always on. Even when you're sleeping, it's usually on. So to give your parasympathetic system the chance to just take over, and your nervous system the chance to relax and take a backseat, is huge. Being able to open up a bottle and spray that on yourself is even more amazing, because now we've taken finding a juniper forest, which, by the way, if you are anywhere near Orange County, there are a few near here. I believe there's one out near Brea, and then the Botanical Garden in Rancho Palos Verdes has a lot of juniper that you can surround yourself with. So if you wanted to do the real thing, there are options. But this spray alone, as well as they have a functional fragrance, it's literally just called functional fragrance that helps alleviate stress, and one called mind energy that helps to kind of wake you up. But the forest lungs will help alleviate your stress, relieve your anxiety, and again, boost that parasympathetic system, giving your nervous system that chance to relax. So that's those. Now, obviously I had to put clothes on here, because inevitably somebody's gonna get a sweater, or somebody needs a shirt, or somebody needs pants. That's just the way the world is. And it's kind of an easy gift. So we don't want to just go somewhere that your clothes are mass produced and there's no give back for, you know, to the environment. It's just wasting materials. So instead, we have a manufacturer called Quince, Quince. They have luxury quality clothing, but at very realistic prices. So this sweater right here, and you can kind of see the detail on it if I put my hand under it, that kind of cross diamond pattern to it, as well as this button down that I'm wearing, are both from Quince. The sweater is a Mongolian cashmere, but it's about half the price of everything else, and all of the materials are sustainable. They make sure that they're paying everyone a fair wage. Everything is organic. They do this by obviously talking with the manufacturers and having those conversations, trying to have kind of a mid-size production factory where they're getting their things from, but also by keeping their styles a bit more streamlined so that they can produce them easier. So sometimes things will be out of stock, but the quality of the items that you're getting, the customer service from that website, and knowing that you're doing something good while still getting really good quality clothing makes up for, you know, maybe not having the latest trendy style that honestly isn't going to be trendy in a couple months anyway. So get something that's going to last. And then, of course, all of the things that I make myself or work with. The cacao, which we share every week. So why not get someone a listener starter pack with some cacao? If they've been having a lot of issues with eczema or allergies, have some TRS spray in order to help detox. I'm also selling, we talked about this a few weeks ago, ear seed kits. So you would get ear seeds, you'd get a crystal, and then it'll also have a paper in it that shows the diagram of where on your ear each of the seeds would have to go for that specific condition. I think right now the only one that's posted is anxiety, but if there's anything specifically that you're looking for, let me know. And then the other thing I have posted are functional water sprays. again, I'll do another episode fully on this, but if you have water that is ionized to a specific pH, different properties come out. So when you have water ionized to an 11.5 pH, it helps to hold in or dissipate oils. So it helps with stains, and it's a great room spray and perfume. So this one is a cinnamon vanilla room spray with rose quartz inside for just a bit of love. And this one is a 2.5 pH, which is a sanitizer. So you can use it as a hand sanitizer without having to put alcohol all over your hands all the time, or as a household cleaner. And this one is a bergamot ginger with some howlite, which is really good for being more open-minded. And all of those you can find on my website as well. Again, you know, like I mentioned before, everybody that's been on the show has services that they offer. I do as well. So feel free to check out all of our websites for any of those. Pretty much everybody will figure out a way to do a gift card if that's something you're interested in, or allow you to make an appointment on someone else's behalf. If there's anything from me that you are interested in and need to get your hands on immediately, this Sunday will be my last in-person anything for this year, because we're almost at the end of the year. And I will be setting up at a sound bath in Costa Mesa, and you can check out my Insta for details there. There'll be a whole bunch of vendors. Otherwise, yeah, if you like what we do and you have any questions, suggestions, things that you would like to see, feel free to send me a message. I always appreciate any feedback, any time that anybody gives me comments, and any time that you share. Thank you guys so much. Like, comment, subscribe, and happy holidays.